This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, August 23rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Turkish religious minority leaders were forced to sign a declaration that they do not experience religious oppression in their country last month or face consequences, according to International Christian Concern. The Worldview spoke to Claire Evans with the organization about the so-called Religious Freedom Declaration.
On the one hand, what's happening is that the authorities, they actually requested, according to a local Christian leader, the authorities requested that non-Muslim religious leaders issue a statement denying religious persecution in Turkey. And then a few days later, they requested that these leaders be called in for a special meeting with the president's spokesman. These leaders, Jewish, Christian, and whatnot, they were fearful that if they went into this meeting without issuing a statement, then something was going to happen which would trigger some severe backlash.
Please keep the body of Christ in Turkey there in your prayers as they face increasing pressure to be silent about their faith. Joshua 1:9 says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Northwest China's Shaanxi province released a report this year calling for the end of the country's two-child family planning policy and encouraging policies to increase the birth rate, reports Life News. It's the first province to do so. This comes as China's State Council considers scrapping their birth limit policy, a 40-year policy where women faced steep fines and forced abortions for having children over the limit. Hawaii Attorney General Russell Suzuki issued a letter last month seeking to silence churches by threatening their tax-exempt status if they speak out on political issues during the election season. Alliance Defending Freedom challenged Suzuki's misleading information in a letter on Monday. You can call the Hawaii Attorney General or email him through our transcript today at theworldview.com. Meanwhile, God has sent Category 4 Hurricane Lane towards the islands of Hawaii. Dangerous flash flooding, mudslides, and coastal flooding are expected this week. Iowa's recent heartbeat bill outlaws the murder of unborn babies whose heartbeats can be detected, usually around 6 weeks. However, the bill does have exceptions in cases of rape, incest, and fetal anomalies. Last week, the pro-life group Save the One challenged the exceptions of the heartbeat bill in court. Rebecca Kiesling, the organization's founder and herself conceived in rape, told the court, quote, "We challenge the exceptions within the heartbeat law as being unconstitutional, not because they are too limited, but because they target our very lives," end quote. Tragically, a young American couple was brutally murdered by ISIS terrorists along the Afghan border last month. Jay Austin and Lauren Gehigan quit their jobs last year and commenced a 369-day bike trip to see the world, reports CBN. Austin had posted on his blog that, quote, "evil is a make-believe concept," end quote. Responding to the sad news, evangelist Franklin Graham posted, referencing 1 Peter 5:8, "Be assured, evil does exist in this world. God warns us in His Word that Satan is prowling like a roaring lion, and we are to be on guard." Facebook recently reversed their decision to suspend the account of Elizabeth Johnston, Christian conservative mother and blogger at the Activist Mommy, for violating so-called standards on hate speech. Johnston told the Christian Post, quote, "I am very grateful to have that personal contact inside Facebook, but it's upsetting to see so many conservatives and Christians who do not have those insider contacts getting banned and discriminated against and having no recourse," end quote. Despite having their billboards taken down featuring evangelist Greg Laurie holding a Bible, the 29th annual Southern California Harvest Crusade drew over 100,000 people last weekend. Over 9,000 people made professions of faith during the event. Lori appeared on Fox and Friends defending the Bible.
Why is it all of a sudden offensive to even reference this book? I mean, you think of the lives that have been impacted by this book, how our country was impacted by this book. Universities like Yale and Harvard and the Salvation Army all started by people who believed the Bible was the Word of God. Martin Luther King believed the Bible is the Word of God. Those who advocated for the abolition of slavery were inspired by what they read in the Word of God. So instead of being offended by it, maybe more people ought to read it and see what it has to say.
You can watch Greg Laurie's message on video in its entirety through our transcript link. Lori had everyone hold up their Bibles and declare, quote, "We are not ashamed of the Word of God. This message has been sent to us from heaven," end quote. Paul said in Romans 1:16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." In God's providence, the pilot of an LC Peru plane successfully landed at a Peru airport on Sunday without front wheels after a gear failure, reports Newsweek. Despite landing amid flames and sparks, all 59 passengers and 5 crew members survived without injuries. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, August 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.